good morning. Your applause woke me. I was having a little nap. This morning, we are going to talk about the seven deadly sins. And we're going to talk about slothfulness. Do you know what slothfulness is? Laziness. What would ever give you that idea? Actually, you know what? We think sloth means lazy. And it does on a small degree. But really, it means a lot more. It means not caring. Apathy. Hey, sound audio people. Are you paying attention? Could you please show the word on the screen? It's a Greek word. Can y'all learn some Greek? You're giggling. I don't find it funny. You see, you could impress people. You could impress people with your biblical knowledge. You could say, I know a Greek word. It's called acedia. Say that with me. Acedia. I didn't hear all of you. I can see your heads. I know there's enough of you out there at least to make an audible sound this morning. And if you're worshiping with us online, we are holding you accountable as well. You need to say it. Wake up the people that are sleeping in your house. Cause people to look at you if you are in a public place right now. on three, I expect you to say the word acedia. Ready? One, two, three. Acedia. Thank you. Thank you for obeying. You know, I had a busy week. Had some office stuff to do. We had a meeting on Wednesday night. I hate meetings. And then Friday, I went to Black Mountain. A year ago, the Weddington associate pastor asked me if I'd lead a women's retreat. I don't like women's retreats. A bunch of women. Oh. A lot of emotion. A lot of crying. A lot of worship music. That's why I could not bother to hear one more Christian song this morning. Oh, everlasting God, strength will rise. Oceans, I can hear you call my name. I didn't need any more God pulling at me. I didn't get home till late last night. And, you know, I just didn't really have time to get anything ready for today. Sunday's always coming. Did you ever think about that, really? I want y'all to just think about my life for just a moment. I need my cabana boy, because you see my pillow is in my way. Think about it. You know, I come here. Y'all come. You sit. You don't really sing. I'm not sure why you don't sing. I mean, perhaps you've never heard the songs before. Maybe we should sing the same thing over and over and over again. You know, the average church person comes 1.7. Actually, no, that's not right. It's 1.6 times a month. Do you know that's like active worship attendance in the world today? I don't know how you get the 0.6. I'm a little curious about that. Maybe that's the 1020, the 1020 crowd. Do you know that that's when most of us show up here? In fact, some of you have only been here 3 minutes. I always think that's so funny. I work all week except for this week. I work all week to get ready for this like 1 hour. And y'all come at 10:20. And you don't even sing. Do you know how long these people work? I mean, they're volunteers for Pete's sake. And they work on the songs, and they work on the songs, and they work on the songs. And you know, it's like America's Got Talent or American Idol or even better yet, The Voice. And all of y'all are out there in your big recliners, and you get to hold up a big old X if they don't do a good job. I do that too, by the way. I've got my ex out in the hallway. Steve Shove cringes to see emails from me on Monday morning. I usually wait till Monday because, you know, Sunday's his Sabbath. What does Sabbath mean, actually? Doesn't it mean to, like, not do anything? Wasn't it like a Ten Commandment? You know what those are? They're a big deal. Check them out. They're in the Bible. See this? It's a good book. Read it. But wait, that requires some effort. Sometimes it requires effort on my part too. You know, I told you that Sundays always come in like at, 11:05 when I finally wind down and let my long-windedness go. Do you know there's another Sunday coming? And sometimes I just am too tired to work on it. Sometimes I don't have anything to say. You probably don't believe that because I've always got something to say. It may just not make any sense, or it may just be rambling BS like right now. Because it didn't take any time to work on anything. I had other stuff to do. You know, Weddington, they gave me a love offering. When's the last time you've given me a love offering, people? Wait, the finance people are out there. I'm not supposed to talk about that today. Really? If that was your pastor, if I were you, I'd get up and leave. We live in a world where apathy drives so much of what we do and we don't do. I told you that as we did the seven deadly sins right now, that we would parody them to start with, because you know what? They hit too close to home sometimes. And today's really does. It is so easy to think about slothfulness as an animal, you know, and they're actually pretty cute animals. They don't do anything very quickly. And if you go to the zoo, you'll notice that they're just sort of hanging out in their cage, literally. The last time that my family and I went to the zoo, I was determined I was going to test out the sloth. So we went by the sloth cage when we first got there, and then I made sure that we went back to the sloth cage before we left. The sloth had not moved. I mean, for real, the sloth never moved. How many times are we like that in life? We don't move. I don't mean physically move. I mean our place in our journey. The way that we feel about things. The way that we react to things. The Greek word, and this time I won't ring the bell for the sound and arts technical team, because, you know, they actually do very generously give up their time, and a good leader would never call out volunteers like that. Guys, if you would pull up the Greek word again, the sloth word. This is the translation of the Greek word for sloth, and it does mean to not care. What happens in our world when we don't care? We follow the teachings of Jesus here at West, and pretty much caring drove everything that he did. He summed it up in one big way: love. You love God, you love yourself, and you love one another. To love means to care. That's not just once in Scripture, it's all throughout the Scriptures. The parables that Jesus told, they were always about caring and loving. The exact opposite of slothfulness. Do you know where sloth came from, actually? Do you know where the seven deadly sins came from? It was back in the 4th century, and a group of monks were living in a monastery, and this one monk started writing down all these thoughts that he was having that were getting in the way of him experiencing the presence of God. Thoughts, not actions. Thoughts. And those thoughts would start creeping in his mind. And then I guess he communicated those thoughts to some other monks, and they came up with this list of sins. And remember, the word sin means to miss the mark. It's a term that comes from the Greek term meaning archery. And when they would pull the bow and back the string, when it would waver, that's what it meant, to miss the mark. It would waver and the arrow would miss the center target. And they would not win the prize. To miss the mark means that you don't win the prize. Well, I want you to think about the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples and his followers to pray when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come." What does that mean? It means that he wanted and he urged his followers to usher in the kingdom of God, a kingdom of caring, and a kingdom of love. I want to read a passage of scripture to you this morning because I actually did spend some time working on the sermon. It's two verses from, that was funny. Sorry. If you're in culture shock from my brazenness to start with, I apologize. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Speak out for those who cannot speak, for the rights of all the destitute. Speak out, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the poor and the needy. We can suffer from sloth in three different ways, and I cannot preach sitting down, sorry. We suffer from sloth in three different ways: mentally, physically, and spiritually. All of the confessions of a pastor that you heard in the chair prior to the real sermon beginning, those are all things that probably at some time or another I have actually thought. Sunday's coming yet one more time. Or perhaps there was a week that I didn't spend as much time preparing for this 1 hour, which this is actually our biggest chance to make a difference in the world by communicating more than just some actions, but by some words that will forever be recorded digitally in today's world, and people can go and listen to the podcast and watch the sermons later. So this hour for me, this 30 to 40 minutes for me, makes a big difference. You need me to put some time into it. Although I am, you know, quite verbose, unfortunately, sometimes, and I do always seem to have something to say, you need it to have some meat. You want to learn something. So back when you heard the confessions of a pastor, if I actually lived out those things, I would be very guilty of being slothful. Slothful mentally and slothful, that's a hard word to say, slothful spiritually. You know, I put earplugs in when they started singing Everlasting God. What if we went through life not wanting to hear things that are said to us about God and about our walk with God? That's slothful spirituality. Yesterday, as I was leaving the Weddington Women's Retreat up in Black Mountain, I got to my car, my arms were full, and I had all my stuff, and I knew I needed to get my stuff in the car, because as soon as it was over, I needed to come back down the mountain so that I could be here this morning. I was in a hurry. It was time for the closing worship session, and I needed to be in there. You know, the guest speaker does not need to show up late for the final worship service. As I got to my car, I noticed there's this box of Skittles, or actually an empty box of Skittles by my car, and some more junk food bags by my car. And my hands were full. And even though I put my stuff in the car, when I went to go back in, I still had more stuff in my hands. And, you know, I walked by that little pile of trash twice. And then this little voice in the back of my head, my conscience, which I think we all have, that little voice said to me, "Really? Tomorrow you're going to preach on the sin of sloth and you're going to leave the garbage lying there?" So I went back to my car. Thank you, conscience. Got a bag, gathered up the trash, put it in my car because there was not a trash can anywhere around, and went to lead worship. Now, I don't tell you that to say, "Oh, look at how great I am. Look at what a selfless person I am." You know, I walked by the trash twice because I was busy. I didn't pay attention. I didn't want to know. And probably had I not had like two or three Skittles that morning on our table as we were doing some of the group exercises, I don't even know if the trash would have registered in my head. But there for a brief second, I thought, oh, is that my garbage? And I thought, no, that's not my garbage. I didn't have a big box of Skittles. And I walked the other way. That is the sin of sloth. So this morning, as we look at one of these seven deadly sins, I want us to all explore our own lives. When do we walk the other way? When do we look away and we think, you know what, that's not my problem. I can't make a difference with that. We hear about environmental issues and global warming, and we think, it's not my problem. I can't do anything with that. Well, what if all of us walked by piles of garbage by our car and said, that is not mine. I'm not picking it up. I don't need to. Not my problem. What if we all did that? What if we had no regard for anyone other than ourselves? I told you that example because I never, ever, ever want you to put me up on some pedestal and think, oh, well, she's the pastor. She doesn't do anything. She's above all this. I think these things too. And you know what? One of the most powerful things about the seven deadly sins is they came from a group of monks. You cannot get in a lot of trouble in a monastery. Really? I mean, they did not have TV and, you know, Desperate Housewives and all those things. That's so old. I just dated myself so bad. But, you know, all those shows that distract them and draw them into culture, they didn't have that waste of time. Say yes to the dress. How many episodes do I need to watch on Friday afternoon when I'm cleaning the house? What about the internet? They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat. Things that just suck us in and suck away our time. They lived in a monastery. And they came up with these things, these seven deadly sins that they noticed, these thoughts that were in their head that kept getting in the way of them experiencing God. If they experienced them back in the fourth century, I guarantee you that you and I experience them today. I did it yesterday when I walked by my garbage. Because you see, even though I didn't put it there, it was mine because I saw it and I knew better. My parents have taught me from when I was a little girl, pick up your garbage. Pick up garbage. Recycling. We need to recycle. It takes a lot of time. It takes energy. It takes effort. But it's our call. And you're like, whoa, preacher. You are talking about social justice issues and you have overstepped the boundaries. You have said the words global warming. This is church, not a political platform. You will never.